Say begin your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
All right, we promised you Mike Sando. He's a senior NFL writer for The Athletic. Joining us now on the Progressive Insurance Guest Line is Mike Sando. Mike, thanks for joining us. You're on with David and Carla.
Good morning.
Well, great to have you. Mike is the host of Football GM Podcast with Randy Mueller every Tuesday, covering the behind-the-scenes storylines in the NFL. So we want to ask you a few behind-the-scenes storylines. One we've been wrestling with here is, are the Cleveland Browns really for real? 4-1. There's a lot of excitement. Is it real?
I don't think they're going to, go to the Super Bowl, but I think they have a coach who's no nonsense and businesslike, with a general manager who's on the same page. They speak the same language. So all of that turmoil that's been around the organization is gone. They still don't have great ownership, I don't think, but the two people driving the car, the head coach and the GM, have a clear vision. They also have a great offensive line coach. So they have a plan for Baker Mayfield that's not asking him to do too much. So I think they're maximizing what they are. They're in the top half of the league, but not in the top three or five teams of the league would be how I'd see them.
And, Mike, what do you credit Mayfield's fourth quarter struggles? He's got a QBR of 7.8 in the fourth quarter where he gets his accuracy goes out the window. He gets that happy feet. What do they need to do to rectify that?
Well, I think, we'd have to look at those throws in the fourth quarters. But usually if you're behind in the fourth quarter or there's more being asked of the quarterback later in the game, it's harder to play the position. I think they've done a great job taking the ball out of his hands for a lot of the game, running it a lot, doing a lot of bootleg-type plays, all kinds of things that you can do, sort of sleight of hand, to make it so that your quarterback isn't dropping back to pass when the other team knows he's going to do that. And typically in the fourth quarter, some of that stuff can go out the window and it becomes harder for him. They've played a decent defense or two also. I think Indy is one of the top defenses in the league and started to get to him. He was also injured late in the game against Indy. I believe they played Baltimore in the first game, pretty good defense. So that could explain it. It's early in the season. It's a small sample size, too.
It's a small sample size, Mike, with the Tennessee Titans. They're 4-0. They're looking good, but if you really, take the microscope on them, they have squeaked by Denver, Jacksonville, and Minnesota. I mean, by less than 7 points total for those three games. They did have a great win against Buffalo, 42-16 last weekend. Are they the real deal, and do you see them as a legit Super Bowl contender?
I see them more as a playoff team. I think they kind of like Cleveland have a great formula for their quarterback and for their team. They're going to run the ball a lot. They're physical through Derrick Henry, and the quarterback makes enough plays. I think we do have to give Tannehill a lot of credit. If you look at, I think he's got 17 starts with the team now, counting the playoffs. I think he's 13-4. He's got 30-some touchdown passes and less than 10 interceptions. So he's doing a great job. They haven't been probably as great defensively consistently, and we'll see how that plays out. When you talk about being a Super Bowl contender in the AFC, you got to remember you got to get past Kansas City in the end, which could be hard. I think they're a contender in the AFC. I put it that way.
We're talking to Mike Sando. He's a senior NFL writer for The Athletic. So let's talk about Kansas City. They pick up Le'Veon Bell. How do you see him as a fit in Kansas City?
Yeah, I see a head coach who's really empowered in Andy Reid and sees a player he's probably always liked and coveted and thinks, I wouldn't mind trying to work that into my offense. So, he does it, and we'll see what Bell has left. I mean, he hasn't looked that great, but maybe in a bit role. If you look at last season, they have LeSean McCoy on the roster. I believe he would get 10 or 12 touches in a game, and, it was good. It wasn't great. Difference with Bell is he's younger. He's 4 or 5 years younger. Maybe he has more left. Maybe, he was just so disinterested by what was going on with the Jets, that, you know, he didn't look as great. We don't really know that. Andy Reid probably doesn't know that, but, you know, hey, if you're Andy Reid, why not take a look? And if it doesn't work out, you just move on.
What are your expectations for Andy Dalton with the Cowboys?
Well, I think they're so bad defensively, allowing 36 points a game, that I don't know what quarterback's going to be able to win the games if that continues. But I do think he's the gap between him and Dak Prescott is probably smaller than we might think. You know, Dalton hasn't played that great in recent years. He was on a really bad Bengal team in recent years. And Prescott's been putting up amazing numbers. So the perception is probably that it's a little bit more of a drop than it is. I think Dalton can play decently. They have good weapons. But he's never won on a team that allowed this many points per game. And he's not going to start winning on a team that allows that many points per game. Just like Dak. Prescott wasn't winning on a team that allows that many points per game. They got to fix their defense. I think quarterback's down the list of their worries right now.
And looking at Las Vegas, Mike, so the Raiders are sitting at 2-2 with two amazing wins. They knocked off the Chiefs last weekend in beautiful fashion, took care of the Saints on Monday Night Football. They do have close losses against New England and the Bills. Are they getting the credit that they deserve? The power rankings sure don't show it.
Yeah, they may not be. You know, maybe they have to prove it a little more. I think offensively they're really good. You know, and I think John Gruden's done a really good job with the defense. Sometimes you see that with, we were talking about Andy Reid as an empowered coach. John Gruden is an empowered coach, and he's empowered to get the offense how he wants it, right? You know, that's what he's going to do, and I think you have to give him credit. I think he's a good play caller. I think they generally have a balanced team, run, pass. They do a good job of not asking too much of Carr, and Derek Carr's done some good things, like in the Kansas City game, really nice big plays down the field. Now, it's great playing in Kansas City when there's 22% capacity as opposed to 100%. I don't know if they win that game if it's, you know, as wild as it usually is there. It can get a little harried then. You might not look as great. In the fourth quarter, maybe Derek Carr throws a pick and we're asking questions about, you're not even asking me this question, right? So there's some things going on in the league this year that are a little different, but it's different for everybody, and you have to give them credit that on two fronts. Offensively, I think they're good. They had a good plan defensively on Mahomes, and we've seen that now with two teams in the division. Chargers and Raiders have both played Mahomes tougher than you might expect.
How do you evaluate Tom Brady thus far with the Buccaneers?
Well, I think, you know, reports of his demise are probably a little overblown. I think to the extent that he's had, you know, good weapons and decent protection, he's looked pretty good. I think he can still throw the ball well. Now, this week's going to be an interesting test because it's head-to-head against Rodgers, who's better than Brady right now, and, you know, he'll be measured to that standard. I think sometimes we do hold people to the ultimate standard, like we're comparing Brady against him at his absolute best in a system that he'd been with forever back when he actually had weapons. He's not that good, but I think he's good and solid. You know, I think they can win with him, and they're going to win with him, and maybe they even win the division with him.
Is Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson your early MVP?
Probably Wilson, but he's got one more game. You know, Rodgers hasn't played for a week. I think Wilson, having to pull out that win, going 95 or 96 yards against Minnesota, you know, maybe gives him a little bit of the edge, but you pick one, I'll take the other. You know, I think they're both going to be up there. And what we'll see is, you know, how much of what's gone on with Green Bay this season is sustainable. You know, are they going to keep operating at such an incredible peak level offensively? Because it's been pretty amazing and a little bit different than it was last year.
We're talking to Mike Sando, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. So the Pittsburgh Steelers, Claypool was outstanding last week. They are 4-0, yet they've played a pretty soft schedule. Do you see them as one of the top three or four teams in the AFC?
Yeah, I kind of do over the long haul. You know, I think last year they were defensively as good as they've been in 10 or 12 years. And so you thought, okay, if they get their quarterback back, and even if Ben Roethlisberger's not as great as he always was, even if he's just good, I think they were a sort of a dark horse team to maybe win that division, even though we were all, you know, so impressed with Baltimore last year. So, yeah, I think they're well coached. I think they got, you know, a good quarterback. They've got a good defense. They're sort of a reliable team, you know, in just how they're put together. And so I would expect them to be there in the end.
Are you concerned about Lamar Jackson's ability to pass consistently and bring the Ravens in a come-from-behind game?
Yeah, I don't think that's their style, you know, and they haven't had to play that way so much of the time. They're not set up that way. So it has been a struggle for him to do that. But I think it's a struggle for most quarterbacks in the league to do that, right? I mean, we typically compare quarterbacks against, especially if you've had some success like Lamar Jackson, now we're comparing them against Mahomes and Wilson and Rodgers and those guys who are great passers. You know, I think Jackson's been a great football player, and the passing element, when you take away the run game from them, isn't their forte. It's not their strength. So I would expect that to them to continue to not look as great when they have to do that. Maybe they can evolve their offense. Maybe they can get some different personnel, but I just don't think that's their style, and I don't think that's his strength.
All right, he's Mike Sando. You can go find him at The Athletic. Mike, thanks so much for joining us on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Great. Have a great day.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.